Be reading Psalm 100. Was doing some research actually on what just a call of worship is, and Psalm 100 here answers three questions for us: what we do, how we do it, being joyfully, and then why, because God is good. In my searches, I found just an interesting reference here and quote by Charles Spurgeon. Zephaniah 3:17 talks about God singing over us. We're going to be singing over him here. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. And Charles Spurgeon said on here, I just thought it fit for what we're doing. If God sings, shall not we sing? He did not sing when he made the world. No, he looked upon it and simply said that it was good. He says, the angels sang, the sons of God shouted for joy. Creation was very wonderful then, but it was not much to God, who could have made thousands of worlds by his mere will. Creation could not make him sing. When all was done and the Lord saw what became of it in the salvation of his redeemed, then he rejoiced after a divine manner. Wow. So Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth all generations. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together. We may worship you. We thank you for your goodness towards us. And we ask that you help us here to delight in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.